let's return to This Week in America. Here's your host, Rick Bratton.
Welcome back, everybody. Coast to Coast, This Week in America. Accidental Blessing by K.A. White portrays the unforgettable journey of a young woman's one-night encounter with the enemy. What she thought was a one-night encounter became a decade-long struggle. It's a journey through the cloying blackness, brokenness, loss, and the many brushes with death. Accidental Blessing gives the reader a glimpse into the faithfulness of God and his steadfastness in hearing the cries of his children, even the broken ones. It's a story of grace, mercy, and unfailing love. K.A. White is an inspiring author and a business professional who has also worked in the child care and healthcare industries, actively involved in youth, adult, and music ministries in her local church. She loves to study and teach the Word of God. And K.A. White, author of Accidental Blessing, is our guest on This Week in America. And welcome to the program. It's a pleasure to have you with us.
Thank you.
It's a pleasure to be here. Well, it's an important story that you're telling. Talk a little bit about the book. I didn't want to give too much away, the book Accidental Blessing. Why you decided to write the book and how you came up with the title?
It's like you said in the introduction, it's a story of brokenness and loss and just God's faithfulness to us as his children. It chronicles part of my experience as a young professional in a quasi, what we would call it, corporate world, just trying to navigate my way, some of the difficulties that came along with it, as well as when disaster struck, as in sickness and loss and privation and all that. It just encapsulates that old of, you know, like I said, near-death experiences where you know it's just God that has rescued you from these places that you have.
You walk us through that, and it's such a powerful book that you've written. The book is Accidental Blessing by K.A. White. Book available at urlinkpublishing.com, the publisher, Amazon, of course, all of the usual places. Links on our website, thisweekinamerica.us. How about the title? How did you come up with Accidental Blessing? I love the title because it captures your attention right away.
I think it's the unexpected. That even in the midst of this very chaotic thing that I myself am not understanding as I'm going through it, that still there is such a blessing that coming out of it. That it's, for me, it's just that unexpected air that okay, I am been gone through it a bit. So it should have been a real catastrophic moment for me here, something that God has turned it around and has made it one of my greatest blessings. And so for me, that was just the experience that I had.
And we all probably can relate to Accidental Blessing, where we think of something that we're thinking as a very non-positive, a negative issue in our lives that turns out to be a blessing in a various way. I'll mention that we're doing the video on this. We're recording K.A. White, the author, and our guest on the program via Skype. You'll find the video on our website, thisweekinamerica.us, in the video file. You'll also find it on YouTube. Just Google it. You'll be able to watch the video version of the interview. I mentioned in the beginning, the book description, you talk about a night's encounter with the enemy. Tell us a little bit about that. That brings up so many questions. What possibly could have happened to you? Tell us about that.
Just the short version of it is that on the night in question, I was going home and I just got this weird feeling that I was being followed. But then when I turned around, I realized there was nobody there, but I could still feel the presence of the person. And sadly, that person followed me all the way to my apartment. And when I got in the apartment, I literally turned around to close my door and I bumped into the person, but still the person is invisible to me. And that was when I was engulfed in a blackness like I described in the book, that clawing blackness that never left my mind for years when I closed my eyes because of how dread and terrible it was. And so it was within that moment of struggle that I realized that I was actually wrestling with demonic forces. And within that conscious moment, I knew that the only way that I could release myself, get released from it, was that God was going to have to intervene. Because if God didn't intervene, I was going to die right there in my room and unexplained.
It's described as a life and death struggle, and that really is accurate, isn't it? That's not hyperbole. That's what you were facing. That's what makes the story so powerful. What K.A. White, the author, what she went through, the book is accidental blessing. You talk about the loss of health, the giving up of your home, job, so much more as you went through this. How did that leave you feeling? Because most people would go, wow, I would probably just give up at that point. That's a lot you had to overcome. How did you feel going through all of this?
I think in the moment of it, like initially when I started getting sick, immediately after that night, I became ill. And everything just started cascading downwards. And so at first you get to this place where you throw a pity party. What is it that I've done? And you do everything and all the things that I could have done differently. So you self-blame. Then I got out of that self-blame and I became angry. But couldn't exactly tell who I'm angry with. Maybe it's God, maybe myself, somebody else. But then you finally get to the place where you just accept that this is what it is. You're going to live through it or you're going to die.
Yes.
And so you, I think somewhere in it, God gave me the grace. Weak as though my faith was, and still struggling in the moment of it to make sense of it, but God gave me the grace to compose me and to keep me. So I could come out of it and not being bitter. I could come out of it and see the blessing that was in it, even though it was such a tragic experience. And in addition to all the losses that I've sustained, it, you get to parts of it when you actually have to do it by yourself. But even the by yourself, God still was there. And so it didn't leave me with bitterness, but in a way, gratitude. Because God had been so.
And the title really says it all. I still go back to the title, Accidental Blessing, which really talks about what K.A. White, our guest and the author, went through and what so many of us go through and in our daily struggles. What was the greatest lesson that you learned from this experience? I say lesson, maybe it's plural. What are the greatest lesson or lessons that you learned during this experience?
I think, you know, that one of them is that hard times will come to all of us. In an unexpected way, sometimes it will come to us. And it may redefine who we are, but fundamentally, God is the sustainer, and God allows stuff in our lives. And if he allows it, he will take us through it. It's just whether or not we have the faith to hold on in those difficult moments. And for me, that was one of the greatest lessons, that God is faithful. And if I hold on to him long enough, he's faithful. Yeah.
Why did you decide to write this book? And then I'll also throw in there, because I'm fascinated by, once you did this, you go back and you relive these experiences. What was it like as you relive those? And maybe even thinking, wow, I can't believe I actually made it through all of this. What was it like going back and reliving it and then sharing, which you do very honestly? That's why people who read the book, 5-star reviews, talk about the relatability, because I can understand what K.A. White was going through. What was it like going back and reliving these experiences and then sharing all of these so openly with the reader?
It had moments of terror, moments when my heart tied up.
Oh, yes.
Moments when I just wept over it because it was so sad and just so heartrending. But there were moments when I felt a deep sense of gratitude to God for just having kept me and just for his faithfulness to me to sustain me, even when, you know, like my doctor would say to me, unless the Lord come through, then there is nothing else. And when you relive those moments, it awakens in you that awful, awesome sense of gratitude that, you know, God is just unbelievably good.
Well, yes, an Accidental Blessing by K.A. White is the book and the author that we're featuring on the program today. Book available at urlinkpublishing.com. They're the publisher. Amazon.com. Links for all these locations, venues on our website, thisweekinamerica.us. One of the reviews says, it made me realize life is fleeting. And more importantly, it made me grateful for God's mercy and saving grace. When you think about what response you would like for the reader, the takeaway, I'm sure that would be at the top of the list. Talk about that, because that seems like they've really dialed into your emotions, your reason for writing Accidental Blessing.
I think the motivating factor behind it is just to show, for me, the faithfulness of God, that you and I... God will not necessarily spare us from difficulties within our journey, but it doesn't matter how difficult the journey gets. He will always walk with you. He will always provide someone to take you through that difficulty when everything else is around. If it's even the total stranger out the street that's just going to give you a pat on the shoulder and tell you it's going to be okay. But God is faithful. And that is what I would love for anybody to take out of it.
One of the reviews as well says, this is a great book of motivation, inspiration, and don't think you have to be a Christian to really get something out of this book. Talk about that, because this book has universal appeal, doesn't it?
Yes. Whether we're Christians or not, the real truth of the matter is that all of us come to those moments of brokenness and loss in our lives. But if we, God is just a universal God, I would say. He's the God of everybody. And he provides for us. He still opens doors for us. And like I said, it could be the stranger on the street that's going to be kind to you. It's your doctor that you go to that's just going to treat you like you're his very own. But there's always doors that open in for us. And if we just look at the light, I would say, at the end of the tunnel, and not dwell in the moments that we're in, but just look at what it can be at the end of it, then it's a blessing to just about it.
The book is Accidental Blessing. K.A. White is the author and our guest on the program. If you go to our website, you'll find the link there for the publisher, urlinkpublishing.com. Book available, of course, at Amazon, all of the usual places. Do you have a favorite line or passage from the book, something you'd like to share with the audience today?
I do. You know, one of my favorite part of it is on page 123 of the book. And it just mirrored how I felt in that moment when I wrote it. And it said, starting over has not been easy. I'm far removed from that time as a young adult, fresh out of college with a bright future ahead of me. Instead, I'm a middle-aged woman who has lost a decade of productive life. The road ahead looks daunting, But like Charles Tindy said, herein lies my consolation. I shall get home some. I do not know how long it will be, nor what the future holds for me, but this I know. If Jesus leads me, I shall get home someday. And that is my favorite, all-time favorite.
And so
I shall get home.
Yeah, it's so well stated by K.A. White, the author of Accidental Blessing. I said in the beginning, you're an aspiring author. I should have changed that. You're now a published author. What has it been like publishing this book? You are a very gifted writer. Are you working on another book?
I am working on all kinds of stuff. I'm working on a devotional. I like to write poems in my spare time too. So I have that as well. I have a couple of things that I am currently working on.
What does it feel like when you read reviews? And I just read a couple of sections from two. There are many, and again, 5-star reviews. What's it like when you read a review and you literally maybe saved a life there? You have certainly turned somebody's life around, and you've probably met people in person who have given you a positive reaction that, excellent job, you've answered some of the questions when I go through difficult periods in my life. What does it feel like personally that you're touching people in such a positive way?
It's humbling.
Yes.
It's humbling. You know, I'd say to the Lord that I don't understand why you want me to expose myself like that, because by nature I'm a private person. And so when I have to tell my story to somebody else and I see it motivate them, all I can say is, God, you're just awesome, because it is not me. So it's quite humbling, actually.
How long did it take you to write Accidental Blessing?
I think maybe about 2 months. Yeah.
And then the book is now available, and as I say, helping so many people, Accidental Blessing. The author is K.A. White, book available at Amazon, wherever books are sold. I mentioned aspiring writer. At some point, who were you influenced by? Who were some of the writers that you enjoyed writing and maybe from that sort of motivated, inspired you to become a writer?
You know, if I must be honest with you, I couldn't say there is any one person that I look to that has motivated me, because the real truth is I've always loved to write. Even as a child, I've always journaled. I just always kept them because it has always been one of my pastimes. But I love the work of Maya Angelou.
Well, it's such a wonderful job that you have done. The first book written by K.A. White, the book is Accidental Blessing. It's available wherever books are sold. The publisher is urlinkpublishing.com. Book available, of course, at Amazon, all of the usual places. Thank you so much for being with us on the program. Please stay in touch. Hopefully book two will be soon. Maybe book of poetry. We won't know, but we will have a chance to talk about it, hopefully. Thank you for being with us on the program. Excellent job. Thank you.
Thank you, too.
You are welcome. And again, it's been a fascinating conversation and able to help so many people with her book, K.A. White, the author. The book is Accidental Blessing. You'll find it at urlinkpublishing.com, the publisher, amazon.com, the usual places as well. And, of course, you'll find information on our website, thisweekinamerica.us. You're listening to This Week in America, and we're back on today's program right after these messages.
You're listening to This Week in America with Rick Bratton. More after this.